It's Helping Hand on HPR One stations statewide and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on organizations, events, and topics that offer assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are dialing in on some of the most vulnerable Hawaii Island residents affected by the recent volcanic eruption, the animals, on the front lines of trying to help Hawaii Island Humane Society, and they're really there year-round. As their website notes, mission of Hawaii Island Humane Society is to prevent cruelty to animals, eliminate pet overpopulation, and enhance the bond between humans and animals through three shelters that are island-wide, services like shelter for homeless, stray, injured, lost, or abandoned animals, animal adoptions, they've got humane education programs for kids, and administration and promotion of the spay-neuter community assistance program. They are the only open admittance shelter on the Big Island with no time limits. Their website says nearly 13,000 individual creatures come through their doors every year. Many are infirm, ill-treated, injured, too young, or elderly. Some have never known the security of a home, their website notes. Others have lost the only home they ever knew. They accept any animal regardless of age, species, condition, circumstance, behavioral issues at all three shelters, and we're joined today on Helping Hand by Patrick Thompson. He's the Hawaii Island Humane Society Purchasing Officer and Executive Assistant. Welcome, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking time for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You're welcome. And how many animals would you normally be caring for there prior to the latest volcanic eruption?
Our Keaau and our Kona locations are our largest locations. It's quite an ebb and flow depending on the season. Like right now, we're kind of in the middle of kitten season, so we've had a large influx of kittens and cats that have been surrendered or found. As far as numbers go, probably the Keaau shelter has the capacity for a couple hundred animals. The Kona shelter has slightly less capacity. And then we have another shelter in Waimea, our smallest shelter, and probably has the least capacity.
So most of the animals that have been affected are ending up still on the east side of the island?
Yeah, so the animals that have been rescued with relation to the lava eruption have all been housed at the Keaau shelter. As we have been gathering more fosters and people who are willing to take care of these animals on their own, they've been sent out to them to make more room for additional animals at the shelter.
How many staff do you guys have in all?
Currently have a staff of 40, including two veterinarians.
Where do you guys get the funding?
We have a County of Hawaii contract that covers approximately two-thirds of our budget, and then we rely on community donation for the remainder of our funding.
Prior to the volcanic eruption this time around, what were some of the biggest things that when you think about people listening, maybe they could take a bite out of those?
Food and litter, kind of the consumable supplies that we go through every day. Any sort of donations of those types of material are always welcome. Some of the best ways people can help, honestly, is monetary donations online. That really helps us be able to get the right stuff that we need. It allows for the most flexibility.
Totally makes sense. So explain how you were impacted by the eruption.
First of all, with the eruption, I feel like I need to say that Mayor Harry Kim and Civil Defense and the County of Hawaii really done a wonderful job keeping everybody safe, and it's been really good coordination among all the government agencies, including Hawaii County Civil Defense, National Guard, Police and Fire, and the nonprofit agencies, including the Humane Society. But some of the first things were people had been given that real short notice that they needed to evacuate their homes and maybe only having a couple of minutes to gather things. And if individuals weren't ready or weren't expecting to be evacuated, they maybe didn't have the place or moment to think of their pets at the time. And so a lot of animals were left behind in that initial evacuation. Some of our first responses were going in and finding animals that had been left behind and doing our best to rescue them before homes were taken. Also placing traps because many animals, especially like cats, they get really freaked out and then bolted from their homes and then they didn't know exactly where they were anymore. And so now we've been doing a lot of trapping, trying to get as many animals out of there as possible. And that includes cats, dogs, chickens, cattle, sheep, goats, all sorts of different kinds of animals that we've been housing on site at Keaau. And then we've had a couple of local ranchers that have also taken in some of the livestock.
A lot of animals have been reunited with their owners.
Mm-hmm, yes, the vast majority of the animals that we have rescued and caught have been reunified with their owners.
Do you ever, curious question, just because I have them myself as much as I can prepared to help them, but it's limited. I have fish. Have you ever dealt with that?
You know, I have not heard of fish being surrendered or dropped off at the KOW shelter, but that is an excellent point. Something people need to care for and be able to find a place to keep them. They do have those special requirements with temperature and...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to post the Amazon wish list of supplies. But thinking about the large drive time audience that are tuned into this segment, many of whom either care for pets themselves or love animals in general, what are some tangible things? And obviously making a cash donation to allow you to buy those things is the way to do it. But to inspire people, some of the larger scale items that could assist you guys right now, that if someone was thinking, maybe I could reach out to them and give them money in your market for that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the bigger items that we're looking for is we're trying to expand our capacity for sheltering animals that are displaced because, as we've talked about, the lava eruption is very unpredictable. So if we had an expansion in volcanic activity and had a need to house more animals, on that wish list on Amazon, one of the items we are always in need of are their black wire animal kennels. Mostly for use for dogs, but we can keep cats in them as well. Those are some of the items that we're looking at getting more of because we just want to be prepared for anything that might come up. We're also looking for leashes, collars, animal harnesses, anything to kind of help the people who are at the emergency shelters and the animals at our regular shelters to be able to not have to sit in a kennel all day. You know, they can put them on a leash and get them out for a walk. And the animals, they're safe at the shelters, but they also are spending a lot of their time inside of their cages. So being able to have items available for them to be able to go out on walks. And, you know, a lot of people, again, they left their homes with whatever they could grab in their hands, but forgot their dog collar or leash.
That sounds like great ways. Anyone who has a dog or a cat and wants to do it in honor of their animal and make a contribution to you. Do you guys do something like, and forgive me if I misread it, like field trips with animals? People take them on?
We do at our shelters. Anybody can go to any of our three shelters. We have special leashes and harnesses that say field trip all over them, and you can take an animal for a day. Get them in a car ride, get them out of the shelter, go on a little mini vacation for the day. And the animals love it, and then we always end up getting photos from either residents or tourists who are taking advantage of this program, and it really helps kind of get that animal's face out on social media so we can hopefully adopt it out to a loving family and have some time to get some individualized attention from the caretakers.
It's enrichment for a captive creature. Volunteers?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers to help around the shelter, walk dogs, especially looking for people that can help foster and house and, of course, adopt pets and animals. We, of course, are always interested in volunteers coming down to the shelters and helping out.
A lot of different ways people can care for animals, adopting animals, coming down there and helping in a variety of ways, earmark funds to buy much-needed supplies. Thinking of that broader way, people conducting their own supply or fundraising drive for you after hearing some of the things you need, are there any other things that you want to put out there for folks?
Well, in addition to the lava relief Amazon wish list, there is just our general wish list that actually also helps with just general items that we need. Enrich the lives of our animals in the shelters.
When people buy those, they basically go up to the list. It shows the item for sale on Amazon. They make the purchase and it gets shipped to you. Is that how it works?
That's absolutely how it works.
The wish list then is a way for people literally anywhere in the state, they can dial that up, see the exact item listed that you need, purchase it, and that's basically making a contribution to your effort from wherever they are.
Absolutely, absolutely. We really like that. It helps with donations abroad, but also within the state. People on the other islands that want to help, but it's hard to get material goods that they may already have there. That's a way that not have to deal with the hassle of shipping or finding some way to get it over here.
Well, here's how to learn more. HIHS.org. You can make a donation there, learn about volunteering, see the wish list that they have at Amazon. info@hihs.org. 808-329-8002 for a general number for their administration, and then we'll have the numbers for each of the shelters in their Helping Hand post, as well as the email addresses and after-hours phone numbers for the three Hawaii Island shelters in Kona, Waimea, and KAL. All this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's been a privilege today to have Hawaii Island Humane Society purchasing officer and executive assistant Patrick Thompson joining us on Helping Hand. Thanks for doing what you're doing. It's a real inspiration, and thanks for letting us try to help.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your interest in having us on. We really appreciate it. I listen every day. I love the segment, and I really love HPR. Thank you so much, Dave.